Welcoming to KRDO's Afternoon News Studio, Mr. Tim Bonach, who is the owner of Manual Edge Physiotherapy, with some news about the things you probably don't know about physical therapy that you should know. Tim, welcome to Afternoon News.
Thank you, Ted. It's a pleasure being here.
Let's talk about your clinic first just a little bit.
Yeah, we are an outpatient physical therapy clinic. We've been in Colorado Springs since 2009. That's when I started the clinic. I was a partner in a previous clinic for almost 20 years. And I broke away from that clinic really because I wanted to do more of what I considered more effective physical therapy. So in terms of the patients that we treat, most of the patients we treat are in pain, and most of the patients have not been treated like we treat them. So we do a comprehensive evaluation, and from that evaluation, we're looking at areas of the body that are functioning correctly. We don't do much with respect to, for example, rehabilitation after surgery, like a shoulder or a knee. We treat complex pain syndromes. I think the difference for us is we're looking specifically at the biomechanics of the entire body. For example, with low back pain, we're going to be looking at the function of the lumbar spine in terms of the individual vertebra. We're going to look at the pelvis, which includes the sacroiliac joint. And actually, we're going to be looking at the abdominal organs. The viscera is what we call the abdominal organs. And what's interesting about that is those viscera or organs are attached to the back of the abdominal wall. And interestingly enough, the back of the abdominal wall is the front of the spine. It's the front of the vertebra. So oftentimes you can have restrictions, for example, in the liver or the sigmoid colon, which is part of the colon. And because of their attachments onto the front of the vertebra, that's a very, very, very important thing to treat to restore normal motion and decrease pain in, for example, the low back. When we come to the, for example, neck, we're looking at the vertebra of the neck and the muscles and soft tissues. We're also looking at the rib cage because those ribs attach at the breastbone. They run under your arms and then attach up into the mid or upper back. And when you have rib restriction, that's going to pull on the structures of the neck. It's going to cause altered function there. One thing we also have to treat with respect to, for example, ongoing neck issues or migraine issues, maybe even TMJ, is what we call the cranium or the head. The bones of the cranium actually move just a little bit, and we have nerves that run through the individual bones and between bones, and that can cause strain on those nerves and create pain syndromes like migraines and other issues.
So this is the type of thing that most physical therapy practices don't do.
Correct. Yeah, most therapy practices at this point in Colorado Springs are focused on the bones and the muscles, which is really, really important. There aren't many clinics at all that do cranial treatment as well as visceral treatment. Those are pretty unique to our practice. I actually do some teaching with respect to classes in that for other therapists. In town here as well as around Colorado. And all of our therapists have been pretty significantly trained in those treatment formats with respect to cranial treatment and visceral treatment, in addition to the manual treatment of the spine, rib cage, pelvis, and extremities.
And it's important to note that if you are in constant pain, you do not need a doctor's referral in most cases to see a physical therapist.
Correct, Ted. Yes, we can see people without a physician referral.
And so you should not be afraid if you are not making progress in your current treatment, for example, to reach out and ask for another look, another consultation.
Most of our patients have been to other healthcare practitioners, and they do say once we've seen them or started treating them, that they've never been looked at like this before or treated like this before. So it is significantly different than most providers.
And at a time like this, when we're in the middle of a pandemic, we are in a stay-at-home orders from the governor. There's very high stress over a lot of things in our lives right now. If you have pain problems, they can be magnified and amplified right now. Another reason to check in and get that second look.
Absolutely. I think with stress, it increases the sensitivity of the nervous system, and the nerves control the muscles. So with the stress and anxiety caused by, COVID-19, we have seen people run into more difficulties with elevated pain levels and really a decrease in their ability to compensate for the situation. It's been very gratifying for us to have them come into the clinic so we can take a look at that and get them doing better and able to compensate better for this very trying time.
Tim Bonach, owner of Manual Edge Physiotherapy, 719-694-8342. Also learn more online at manualedge.com. Thank you so much for teaching us some new things and very important things about physical therapy here on KRDO's Afternoon News.
Thank you, Ted. It was a pleasure being here.